Isaiah doesn't set out any small thing today, does he? It is not big enough that I have sent you as a servant to Israel. Will send you as a light to all of the nations, that my salvation may be made known to the ends of the earth. If you're sitting there listening to Isaiah, I imagine one or two people wanted to raise their hands and go, have you been paying attention? Israel isn't a big enough task? The whole world? Really? It'd be sort of like turning to someone today in the American government and saying, so in the next year, your job is to stabilize the American economy, return it to its former glory, and while you're at it, you can establish lasting peace in the Middle East. Not a problem, right? Yeah. I've been known to comment in the past that God isn't so much a details person. In fact, if you're going to make a scale of, you know, the very wonderful, very detailed-oriented people who I desperately need in my life, because I'm not necessarily one of them, and the very wonderful, very big-pictured people who I desperately need in my life because I fall somewhere in the middle, can do most of the details and a decent job at some of the vision, God falls, like, way over here off the scale. The details sort of disappear. Which makes me nervous. Or, if I'm being honest, some days downright terrified. Because life tends to be about finite things. The number of hours in the day. The number of dollars in the budget. How much energy you actually have. The actual length of a human life. And God is way over here doing something completely, completely different. Except, if we take this passage seriously, and I think we have to, because this whole big vision, light to all of the nations, God's people must be sent to the whole world message, is sort of consistent. It starts in Genesis and it kind of continues on through the entire Bible, Jesus, Revelations, all of it. You have to take the whole text of Isaiah this morning seriously. Which means you have to take the first part seriously too. Remember the part where Isaiah says, God picked me when I was in my mother's womb. God named me. God shaped me for this task. God was kind of involved in the detail type tasks here. You have to start to wonder if God isn't so much not a details person as God isn't as interested in the same details as we are, which is mostly just inconvenient for us at that point in time. Well, if you're God, why make it convenient for us so much as for yourself? If God is interested in different details than we are, then we have a whole new problem, a whole new question. It's not so much about not paying attention to the details, it's about different approach to the vision. It's a vision that we got picked for. It wasn't just a random you. It was, I'm going to pick you and you and you and you and you and every one of us. As much as we like to think that maybe that isn't how it happened when we stumble into our own shortcomings and failings, happens sometimes a little too often, was very deliberate. God picked us, and we said yes. We forget that sometimes. We said yes. We were baptized, and every time someone else has been baptized, we've reaffirmed that yes, Every time we've renewed those vows, we've reaffirmed that yes. We've recommitted to that vision. Even though we didn't always understand exactly what it was, even though we didn't know how all of the details were going to work out, we said yes. And we forgot that it wasn't as important how the details were going to work out. The important thing was that God chose us, and we chose God. And the important thing became remembering the vision at all. It's a slippery one. Isaiah puts it beautifully. I'm going to send you as a light to all of the nations. But Isaiah is all too frequently a poet, which means although he has beautiful words, they aren't always the clearest or most helpful ones. The prayer book, when it asks and answers in the catechism the question, what is the mission of the church, says the mission of the church is to restore all people to unity with God and one another in Christ, which is perhaps a little broad for some of us. So, a lot of work still. So, when we're narrowing it down to what individual people do, the baptismal covenant reminds us that our individual task that we take up with everyone else who is baptized is to continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and the prayers, to persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. To proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ. To seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself. And to strive for justice and peace, respect the dignity of every human being. Which is still pretty general, because we need to stand up and say it next to people who do vastly different things than we do. Put it another way, to quote Abraham Lincoln, it sort of sums down to whatever you are, be a good one. Whether that's a parent, or a child, or a sibling, or a teacher, or a grandparent, or a numbers person, or a very non-numbers person, whatever you are, be a good one. Be a very good one. Which is a lot of work, but we try. Sometimes we succeed. Sometimes we struggle. Usually it's a little bit of both, right? We have our good moments, we have our not so good moments, and we get up the next day and we have our usual mixture of good and not so good moments, and we keep struggling through it, hoping to do better, finding new things we need to work on. And then we come back here, and we hear the words of Isaiah, or someone else, reminding us of the original loftiness of God's vision. I'm going to send you as a light to all of the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. And we think, really? Me? Are you sure? How can I ever do that? How could I ever do enough? And these are the wrong questions. And these are the right questions. Life works like that too often, don't you think? When we ask, who, me, instead of asking out of shock, we should ask out of wonder at the mystery and grace of God. And when we ask, how could I ever do enough? Instead of asking out of a sense of futility and defeat, which is so easy because the mission is so big, We should ask out of a sense what else we could do, what else we might be called to. Because the vision is big, but God is very patient. It was never a vision that was meant to be fulfilled in a few years or a few centuries. Remember, God picked us. God knew what God was doing. God picked us, waited for us to say yes, and then set about work on this huge vision. Us, who can do enough, have been set as a light to all of the nations, that God's salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Amen.